We have two projects, one in Nahururu, which is a water project. So we're going to survey the land and confirm that it's a good drillable spot for us to drill a drinkable water well. And then we're going a little further west to Kisumu, which is about 8 hours from Nairobi, which is the capital. And there we have an educational initiative. So we'll be going to a school. We'll be interviewing 20 students. And then we will make a determination on whether or not we're going to give away scholarships to pay their tuition, day tuition, which is about $180. We have a small grant. And so the grant is committed to funding primarily girls, because what we've learned is if you provide a girl with an education, she values education, and then she encourages her children to get an education. So it affects two generations.
So it's two projects. You're helping put make sure that communities have access to clean, safe water.
Correct.
And you're working to help provide young women with education.
Correct.
Yeah. You said $180 for tuition. Is that an annual price?
That's an annual fee with the one school that we've partnered with in Kisumu. So while I'm there, I will tour the school. We'll look at their facilities. We also have books and school supplies with us, so we'll be providing them with some basic school supplies. We're basically going to look to make sure that it's a good school. I have all of my contacts there, and so we've interviewed some of the teachers in advance, and so this school was in the final running. So we're pretty sure this is going to be the project, the school we're going to work with, but I like to be there to see. You know, even though I trust my in-country contacts, I like to see it for myself.
And how did you get started doing this kind of work?
Well, you know, I have a full-time job, as you know, so my job requires that I travel. And one day I was away from home in the hotel, and I normally don't sleep the first night if I'm away from home. So I was up late watching the television, and I saw one of those shows about what's going on in Africa and the lack of clean water and the number of kids that die from drinking contaminated water, which is one child dies every 4 minutes from drinking contaminated water, and the number of kids that desire to go to school and can't. And so it was late, it was probably 2 o'clock in the morning, and I just felt this need that I needed to do something. And first I felt like everybody else, someone else is going to do something, you know, some big corporation is going to do something. And then I realized that it's not other people, it's me. If I believe something needs to be done, then I got to have some skin in the game. And so I was lucky enough to get a $3,000 check from my job. They owed me some money. And so I took that $3,000 and I funded my first water well in partnership with the Peace Corps, which is one of the organizations that we work with. And one well turned into 42 wells. And then I went on a couple of trips with doctors and teachers. And before you know it, I'm going every 2 years. I'm building relationships with teachers there in country. And a lot of the schools are funded by churches. Some people say, well, why do you partner with churches? We partner with churches because they're the ones that are building the clinics. They're the ones that are building the hospitals. They're the ones that are building the schools. And so those are the people that we partner with.
So you're saying churches in Kenya.
In Kenya. And plus churches here partner with those pastors. So we go there and we work with people who want to work with us, who are committed to improving their own community and building sustainability. We don't want to be in the business of just sending money. That's why we want to educate the girls, because they become the next generation of leaders in that country.
So 42 wells in 6 years?
I started in 2009. That's when I started. That's when I funded the first water well. So yeah, 42 wells all over the continent. But we decided to focus in Kenya and Tanzania because they're primarily because they are a Western-leaning country, and people don't understand that. What that means is they want to work with Americans. Countries that are not Western-leaning, they don't necessarily want to work with us. So we want to partner with countries that have free elections. Democracy is respected in Kenya. Right now, we know they're having problems, but it's one of the few countries in East Africa where there is a democracy. People vote to bring their leaders in, and so we think that's important, too.
Do you know offhand how much money you've raised in order to give girls scholarships and build wells?
Over the years or during this one funding cycle?
Both.
Wow. Well, we've raised I would say about $10,000 just for water wells, which is not a lot of money when you think about the corporations that are spending hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. You know, that's not a lot of money. And it's all coming from individual donors. It's not corporations that are sponsoring this. It's someone saying, here, Livonia, here's $5. Here, Livonia, here's $100. It's individual people, working folks who have jobs like me. You know, not rich people, people who go to work every day and they have rent and they have car payments, but they take a little bit of the extra money they have, which isn't a lot. It could be $20, and they say, here's $20. People don't realize $20 is equivalent to 200 shillings. So that's a lot of money in Kenya. So our money goes a long way. So I say, give me a little and let me do a lot with it.
Yeah, I mean, $180 for an entire year of tuition for one girl. How much does it cost to build one well?
We try to fund wells between $3,000 and $4,000. We won't go over $20,000 because when you go into the $20,000 and $30,000 range, you need to have a real deep well and you need to have a generator to pull that water up. And most of the Africans don't have the money to buy petrol, which is gasoline, to pull the water. And so we won't do what's called a deep well because we know they won't be able to what? Sustain it over time. So we do shallow wells. A $3,000 well might be a drilled well because the ground is hard, but it might be hand dug as well. And we know that a bucket well, just like something you see in the country where you lower the bucket down and you pull the bucket up, those last for a lifetime. A hand pump well with a hand crank, they last for a lifetime. If you have solar panels and if you have generators, those parts break. And then the Kenyans can't afford to repair them. They don't have solar panel repair companies there in Kenya. So we stay away from the high-tech wells and go for the old-fashioned hand pump wells because they last for generations.
So you obviously know a lot about this. Did you just learn over time in doing it?
Yeah, that's an understatement. Learn over time. I mean, everything I've done, I've had to teach myself and pull in experts where needed. So I know, I mean, I'm not the sharpest pencil in the box, right? I'm just an average person. So I know if I can do it, anyone can do it. You just have to, you know, I had to learn to do what I do. And I had to be an educated consumer. So I had to learn about how to drill a well, even though I'm not drilling it. I had to contract with learners. I had drillers. I had to learn who really knew what they were doing and who really didn't. So yeah, I'm sort of self-taught in all of it. But I take it seriously because I'm responsible for some working mom's $5. And her $5 is important to her. And she's trusting me that I'm going to spend her $5 well. And because it's your $5, I treat it like it's my $5. And people want to be sure that they're giving the money to a good cause and it's going to be used for what you say it's going to be used for. And so that means I need to be an educated consumer in every way. So that's why I go to the schools to actually see the education, meet the teachers, bring books to the library. I mean, it's not uncommon to go to a school in Kenya and walk into their library and they have maybe 50 books. 50. You go to the Albany Public Library or the Troy Public Library, there are floors of books. You go there, there may be 50 books in that entire school. And the teacher may have the only science book. So what she does, she lectures to the second graders, the third graders, the fourth graders, the high school kids. That's how everyone learns because they can't afford to give you, an individual student, the only geometry book in the entire school. And so those kids learn just from memorization. And so because of that, they tend to be much brighter, right? Because you have to be pretty bright to remember geometry from memory. I mean, forget it. I mean... I'm still struggling with that new math that the kids are talking about. So geometry, to memorize it is an impossibility.
It's pretty incredible.
It's incredible. So the kids are really bright and they have to test into every level of education. Everything is competition. To go to the best school, you compete, you take a national test, and you only go to school if you pass the test and score high and have the money to go. It's not like us in this country. We have free public education. And we talk about our educational system and it's not everything it should be and it needs to improve. This is true. But it's free public education. We Americans gave the world free public education. Before that, everyone paid to go to school. But here in this country, we created free public education, and it's still a pretty decent education. But you do have to apply yourself if you're going to succeed.
I didn't realize that. So, I mean, this is so impressive. You know, Livonia is here at least once a week helping us make this show happen. And she doesn't talk about this project very much. I think probably the only reason we know it's even happening is because she had to tell us she was going to be out for a few weeks. But for those who are listening and are inspired by what you're saying, how can they help?
The best way to help is to go to our Facebook page. We have a donate button, so click on that button. Give us some $5. We take it. $1. It doesn't matter. It's H2O for Africa Equals Life Charities Incorporated. I'm always available by cell phone, 917-400-5055. I can tell you about the projects that are coming up. If you follow us on Facebook, you'll see videos that I'll be downloading. You'll see images from the country. I'll be taking lots of pictures. You'll see girls that we're interviewing. You'll see us passing out the pencils that we received from donors. People brought, you know, boxes of pencils to my house. People say, what can you do? I said, give me some pencils. So people go to Staples and they buy a box of pencils and they give them to me. People buy socks, they give them to me. Shirts, clothes, books, whatever. I have textbooks from some professors from RPI that I know, from Sage. I will take it all. You know, I'm not shy. I'll take whatever I can put on a plane, and I'm glad to do it.
Is there anything else that maybe I haven't asked you that you think people should know about this?
I think that people need to know that one person can make a difference. It doesn't have to be 1,000 people. You don't have to wait for someone else to be inspired by your vision. If you have something in your heart that you want to do, just do it. You may not succeed the first time, and you will make mistakes, because I've made mistakes. But if the cause is good, then it's good to do.